We are joined by Jeff O'Brien, attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Now, Jeff, as you know, I am running for re-election on the school board, the Buffalo, Hanover, Montrose School Board. There are seven people running for three seats. I am the lone incumbent running. The other two people whose seats are up, they decided not to run again, and both have put in some, you know, great time and great years, and they're terrific. And I hope to get reelected. But you were telling me about what's happening in Florida, the school boards there, where the governor is getting involved, particularly in Miami-Dade County. And what has he done? He's pushed to get a bunch of conservatives on the school board, and it's worked.
Yeah, he, if I recall right from the Politico story, I think he endorsed like over 20-some school board candidates throughout Florida, and they had their elections here just recently. I think 20 of them won, including in the Miami-Dade area. The school board flipped from into being a majority conservative school board, and it was largely because of his, you know, he went out, you know, and endorsed these candidates, and I'm sure put some resources behind them. But I think it underscores the importance we've seen in the last couple of years, Bob, with these, you know, with these school districts that want to teach, you know, first graders sex ed, and some pretty graphic stuff being in, you know, books in their libraries. And then it's critical race theory and just, you know, the beating down, teaching these kids that America is a bad country. You know, I think that it's good that people like you and other normal Americans are running for these offices, these school board seats, to put a check on these districts, to ask them, what the heck are you teaching our kids? Because I think, you know, when you get to ridiculousness that the Democrats put forward in terms of policies and people that support them, well, you know, I'm sure that a lot of these people, you know, were educated in the public schools. They get educated towards this viewpoint.
Jeff, you know what my biggest concern is with school board elections coming up? The misconception that all school boards are bad. We, on our school board, we have people who lean more to the left. We have people who lean more to the right. But the one thing that we all do, and it's seven people on this board, we all do what is best for the kids and the district. And I am very comfortable with what the school board has done since I've been on it since 2016. We are making decisions that we all feel are in the best interest of the school. And that's what's most important. It's a nonpartisan board. And I fear that people, and I could be one of these people, wind up not getting reelected because of the misconception that, oh, school board's are bad. I mean, we had somebody who's running for the school board come before the board last week, and he was all worked up because, like many school districts in the state, we start at 7 o'clock, but we're going to start at 6:30 if there are people who want to make public comments, because it will make things move along when we do the school board business starting at 7. He got up and started talking about how it's like shutting off these body cams for cops, and it's, you know, it's keeping people uninformed, and we're trying to wall people. No, everybody's still invited. Everyone in the community can come and listen. We're just starting it at 6:30. But see, that's the problem when people have misinformation and they run with it. It's dangerous, and they're throwing stuff out there that isn't true. And he also, the guy, and I'm not going to identify him, but he's got a website, and he's talking about, when I get on the school board, you know, all the things he's going to do. You're one of seven votes. And hopefully you realize that the other people are looking out for the kids as much as anyone, you know, as much as they can. It goes back to when I ran for city council in Orono. I thought, hey, get on. If it's a reasonable request, let's do it. Well, you can't do that because there are laws and there are rules. And you have to follow the laws. And the other thing, a lot of people running for private, like, or public office at the school board and city council level don't realize, you could be open to being sued as an individual if you go against mm-hmm. what's the state law or federal law. So you got to be careful, and you got to know what, you know, you're up against. But enough about that. Let's talk about Zuckerberg and on the Joe Rogan show. The owner, was he the creator of Facebook? Maybe. Some people think he took it from someone else. But what did he say about on the Rogan show about Hunter Biden and the laptop?
So Mark Zuckerberg went on Joe Rogan's podcast last week and said that the FBI had told Facebook that the Hunter Biden laptop story was misinformation. And there's been other stories too that the FBI, you know, has had the laptop since 2019, and apparently someone said, we don't want to, you know, affect another election, because of course there's, you know, some of the Hillary Clinton supporters suggest that the reason she lost was, you know, Comey reopening the email investigation, short a month or two before the 2016 election. But so they, you know, and remember what happened is, you know, Twitter suppressed the story. It was a New York Post story originally. Twitter suppressed it. You couldn't share it. They had suspended the New York Post Twitter account. You know, everything was, this was Russian disinformation. It should be disregarded. Oh my God. And it came out pretty quickly afterwards that it wasn't Russian disinformation. It is true. The guy was selling political, you know, selling access to his father when he was vice president. And I think if I recall right, there's a poll, there's been some surveys or polls done, and eight out of 10 people survey indicate that this would have impacted their vote in the 2020 election. So, you know, when Donald Trump runs around and starts talking about a rigged election, he's right, but for the wrong reasons.
And Jeff,
right?
Okay.
It's not about votes stolen. It's about, you know, skewing stories, suppressing information that was relevant to voters.
Okay. The comment from the FBI about they don't want to affect an election, they're doing it now for 2024 by trying to indict Trump. Now, I'm not a Trump fan, but I would think every president takes stuff out of the White House. And you will find stuff that's classified as well. But they have singled him out because they're scared to death of him running again. Yeah. And I think he should step aside. He had the 4 years and let somebody else run. Because Biden, I mean, did you see the video of him? He's talking to the media by the Air Force One. And Jill comes and moves him away. She's like, I mean, he cannot function on his own.
No.
And also, Joe Biden, by the way, I felt this going into the election. If he truly has cognitive issues, and you just watch some video, there is a good argument to be made. She, to be first lady, she should have been speaking up and saying, Joe, you can't do this. But she wanted to get her spot in the, you know, in the sun. So she and get him to be president.
Right.
So she just ignored all of it. And she, I think she's part of this, not a cabal, but this group that is trying, basically, they're pulling the strings, and I assume it's his, you know, his chief of staff and the people around him are the ones making all the decisions. And you know he's not writing a single one of his tweets. They're too coherent.
No.
For him to write.
No, not at all. Not at all. And I would say I agree with you, Bob. I think that, you know, I do believe that if Trump were to run, I think against, say, let's say it is Biden, okay. Because he said he's running again. I doubt that, but he says he is. I think that Trump could eke out a victory this time. I do think, though, that Donald Trump brings out inflames certain passions in on the Democrat base.
Oh, he will rally Democrats to vote against.
I think if the Republican nominee is Ron DeSantis, I think you pull over even some moderate Democrats, and I think that you end up with a 1980-type Reagan-Carter landslide. If Ron DeSantis is the candidate, he just, you get all the fight that you do with Trump, but not some of the undisciplined,
the vitriol,
the forced errors, as I call them.
And the other problem with Trump is no one can reason with him. It's all the way he wants to do it. So let's see how it plays out. Meantime, there's another diary out there. Well, there was a laptop and there's the Ashley Biden diary.
Yeah, the other Biden child. Yes.
Now, please share with everyone what you told me was in the diary about when she took a shower as a youth.
Yeah, so this story's been floating around for a while. And this Project Veritas, you know, is more of a conservative group that, you know, investigative group that likes to do exposés. They famously had the story about Ilhan Omar's people ballot harvesting in Minneapolis.
It meant nothing.
And so they were offered. And I guess the Trump campaign had been offered to two people supposedly stole Ashley Biden's diary. Ashley Biden being the daughter of the president, now president, stole her diary from a hotel room and were offering it to the highest bidder. The Trump campaign passed on it. I understand that. I'm not sure if Project Veritas ended up with a copy, but it has been disclosed some of the contents of this diary. And there is supposedly some discussion in there about her having to shower with her dad when she was younger.
What was the age? What's younger? As like, an infant?
I think adolescent, teenager.
Oh, my God. Like, are you kidding? As a teenager, adolescent? I mean, oh, my God.
I don't quote, man. She was young, but I'm not sure how young. So the reason this is coming up again, Bob, is the two individuals who stole the diary pleaded guilty to theft, right?
Yeah.
So if this, but if this was a fake diary, a fake item, what would anybody care about making them, these two plead guilty, unless they actually did take her legitimate diary out of this hotel room, which begs the question, what is in this thing, you know, the contents of it and some of the stuff, and is it, you know, and nobody is investigating questioning whether or not this was, these stories that she has reported in the diary were actually true.
Okay. Now I just took a quick look to find it. And here's one of the things. In her diary, Ashley allegedly wrote that these quote inappropriate showers with her father were part of the reason she developed a sex addiction. She also spoke of sexual abuse being included, including being sexualized by a family member she did not name. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she said at a young age. Oh, this yeah. is ugh. Jeff, it just gets odder and odder with what goes on with the people at the top levels of this country.
Yeah. But hey, no more mean tweets.
No more mean tweets. All right. Jeff.
But this goes to what the one comedian had ever said last week or 2 weeks ago on a show that, you know, that Biden could have had, like, you know, charred corpses of children in the Hunter could have had it in the basement, as long as that was justifying getting Trump. I mean, okay. that's Bill Maher,
you know,
had that discussion with Rob Reiner this weekend too.
And Rob Reiner, what a clown he's become. But anyway, what a meathead. Yep. All right, we need to take a quick break. Jeff O'Brien, just on Cambrone, thanks so much. Take a quick break. The BS show will be right back. If you have been laid off during the COVID-19 crisis and you have sustained a work injury in the past, you might be entitled to workers' compensation benefits right now. Bialke Law is open to serve you and answer any questions you might have about workers' compensation. Call Dave Bialke at Bialke Law and talk to him about your injury, even if you're off work right now. Dave Bialke will get you the benefits you and your family need within as little as a few days. There is no out-of-pocket cost to you and no in-person visits required. The entire process can be done from the comfort and safety of your home. Even if you're unemployed and receiving unemployment benefits, you could be eligible for workers' comp over and above unemployment. Call Dave Bialke today at 763-571-2410 or look him up at bialkelaw.com, BIALKELaw.com. If you or someone you know has a plumbing, heating, or air conditioning issue, there's only one place to go. Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Bob Sansevier, and Sabre Heating is my go-to place for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. And if I have any questions, I just pick up the phone and call, or I go to saberheating.com. Saber has a great offer for you. If another company tells you you need a new air conditioner, you get in touch with Saber, and they will send a technician for free, no cost, and let you know if you actually do, because sometimes other people are wrong. Any issues, whether, again, it's plumbing, heating, or air conditioning, go to saberheating.com, SABRE heating.com, or call 763-473-2267. Also, right now, Saber is offering a terrific deal. You get 10% off a new air conditioner if you mention the BS show. And that's on top of other great discounts and deals offered by Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Bob Sansevier, host of the BS Show, and I want to tell you about a nonprofit that I'm very heavily involved in. I'm on the board, and I also help create it. One of the missions very important to me is that the Enchanted Hollow Foundation offers scholarships to kids whose families might have a tougher time affording lessons and horse camps, and also it offers scholarships to children and adults with special needs. So if you'd like more information or you'd like to maybe make a donation, go to enchantedhollow.org, and then there's a button at the top for the Enchanted Hollow Foundation. It will provide more information.